Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Pre-market report. I have a lot of stuff to cover with you people. We got to get up to speed. There are so many issues right now happening and worsening globally. And we really got to be on the right side of this, people. Let's talk a little bit more. Now, yesterday, if you saw the video I did post-market, I explained to you that there is an element here. Some kind of apocalyptic extremism that is getting deeply rooted here in the United States and around the world. And this mechanism is being weaponized. And I mean, yes, in the literal sense, with war, which is not what it appears to be right now. And it's a play on the people. And of course, we're all going to lose. It's the, in my opinion right now, it's the greatest threat to human survival. Extremism in all of its forms is a threat. And right now, the world is being thrust into a very dangerous place. And a lot of this here has to do with vast debt expansion. The only thing that is keeping the illusion real, people, it's time to wake up, is the fact that central banks are being allowed to inflate. Now, we're going to talk about President Trump's new pick as a watchdog for the Federal Reserve. This person was chosen, hold that thought. We'll talk a little more about that in a little bit. Let me get back on track here. Right now, the people of the United States and the people of the world are being sold yet another lie. That is this new war, which is expanding rapidly. And of course, as you most of you know, as war has resumed in Gaza, as Israel has now is destroying this place into oblivion. And again, they're going to sell you whatever they need to sell you to get you to back it. Now, what's happening here is vast debt expansion is the real reason why we're seeing war expand at this time. It's a mechanism to keep the illusion real. And more importantly, or more specifically, to keep the stock market propped up. Without more debt being pulled into the system in sums that are going to blow people's minds when they start to see the reality of this with regard to debts and deficits ballooning, you're going to start to understand what's actually going on here. Again, what's happening is you're being sold yet another lie that this is a war on terror. It's not a war on terror. It's a war on you. It's a war to keep the shipping lanes open. That's not true either. It's to keep the stock market propped up by their oldest trick in the book, inflating the debt, which does what? It empowers the central banks. Central banks collectively, believe me, are winning. And they are winning in a massive scale. They have world leaders as puppets, allowing them to fulfill their goal. And their goal is to own it all. You know that. To extort whatever they can out of you and convince you that this is for your own good. It's an incredible thing that's happening. But that is exactly what's going on. And this means, again, they will utilize this more so moving forward as a mechanism to transfer wealth from one group of people to another here. We're done. All this cash right now has to be created out of nothing to fight more wars. And this is obviously massively currency purchasing power destructive. It will steal wealth right out of the economy and right out of you and continue to funnel that right up to the 1 and 2 percenters. So when you hear a politician selling you yet another lie, realize that the words coming out of their mouth are coming straight out of the devil. You understand? I hope you really do. Now let's talk about what's happening right now. So stock futures are lower this morning. Not much, but lower nonetheless. Let's look over at the dollar. Although we have a slight increase with the dollar on a relative strength basis, the dollar is screaming at us that we have a problem here, a big problem. The dollar, the United States, is becoming irrelevant on the world stage. Henceforth, why again we're seeing more war. It's an incredible thing, but that's what's going on here. You know about the dollar. You know, with regard to the dollar, while we're on it, look at this. This is Reuters. Dollar dented by economic worries and euro remains a favor here. The United States here is aligning themselves with nations that most developed nations in the world realize are not the good guys. And this is going to further isolate the United States. It almost seems like there's something else going on here. And I without me even saying it, I think most of you probably know what I'm talking about. Here's another one. Dollar stuck at a five-month low, struggling to shake off growth concerns. We're still not seeing this knee-jerk into the dollar here. So that's kind of interesting. Let us move forward. Here's another one here with regard to gold. Gold hits another record as tensions flare over Gaza. Israel right now is pounding Gaza. This brokered, whatever it was, you know, peace deal with Trump and Israel, it's not working. It's not even meant to work. All the talk about no war, obviously, look, man, during the entire campaign, did you really believe it? I told you it wasn't going to work. I told you were being lied to then. And of course, I got ridiculed. I was told I don't know what I'm talking about. Trump is the peace president. Look, man, he's not pulling the strings. You guys still believe that? Do you guys still believe that it's presidents, kings, queens, dictators, monarchs who run the system? I can't believe you've been that dumbed down. That's not the case at all. Why do you think when a politician gives their speeches, as of late especially, they look from teleprompter to teleprompter? Because they're being told what to say in a way that will convince you that it's the truth. You don't see this stuff on the TV, of course. They zoom in on the person, but there's a teleprompter here. They turn their head here. Then they turn that way. What am I being told to say today? They're puppets. That's all they are. Once you wake up to that fact, you'll see things a little more clearly. 10-year yield, debt market. Okay, I'm not going to say we're absolutely stable here, but this isn't a bad thing right now. It's war that may actually be weaponized to stabilize the debt market. Again, more debt. It's an incredible thing. Bitcoin, cryptocurrency is under a little pressure this morning. Commodities, higher. Crude oil, again. Crude oil, the lifeblood of the system. If the United States hits Iran, and it looks like this is likely at this point as the rhetoric keeps going on, realize that we are at war. We are at war right now. Again, it's non-declared, but we don't declare wars anymore. There's no congressional approval anymore. But this is a war, and the war is really on you. Now, oil prices boosted by rising Middle East tensions. Oh, wow, really? Israeli strikes kill over 400 in Gaza, threatening global. Don't you love the way they word this? Now, I'm going to tell you something that you and I need to pay attention to. So we understand that President Trump has now chosen Fed Governor Michelle Bowman to replace Michelle Barr as the Fed's supervision head. I'm going to urge you guys to read something. I'm not going to read this to you. Go to the Fed's website. This is a speech by Michelle Bowman, which outlines her perspective on the Federal Reserve independence. She is so pro-Federal Reserve and pro-Federal Reserve independence that it's... I'm not even going to go into it. Read what she said out of her own mouth. She's also all for deregulating the banks. No regulations for the banks at all. No parameters. Do you think this works for you or works for the banks? It's a no-brainer here. So President Trump has chosen, again, this woman, Bowman. This is her speech here. Where did I even put it? Anyway, Michelle Bowman, look it up. to oversee action here with regard to the Federal Reserve. It's like putting, you know, the fox in charge of the hen house, and you will lose. You will lose. This Michelle Bowman has been chosen for a reason, to allow the Federal Reserve to fulfill its goal. War is allowing the Federal Reserve to fulfill its goal. There's not one roadblock being put up right now with regard to those of you that still believe that Trump is going to end the Fed. Everything he's doing is empowering the Fed. Remember what I'm telling you, like I told you that the last time President Trump was selected here, okay? The Federal Reserve will be much stronger at the end of President Trump's tenure here. So much stronger. Again, where's all this cash coming from to prop up the system, to support war? We don't have it. It comes right out of the Fed, and they're more than happy to lend. You know what they do. The Federal Reserve has one product, debt. The more debt they're allowed to issue or are called upon to issue, the stronger they become. And Michelle Bowman here, being put in charge as a watchdog here by President Trump, what does that tell you? Someone that's absolutely pro-Fed, absolutely pro-Fed independence, across the board. Again, listen to the words out of her own mouth. This is a speech from her about the Federal Reserve, bank regulations, no regulations here. Let the banks do whatever they want. And that means you lose. Do you think maybe I got that one right? Come on, guys and girls. It's really time to wake up, man. And I know I'm preaching to the choir for most of you, but there are some people, again, the extremists on one side, who can't see it. They've been so duped, so brainwashed, and they're leading us all down. They're pulling us all down. It's an incredible thing to see. And potentially millions of people could die here. Potentially millions of people could die here. I've been telling you guys and girls that we are going to face a resource problem on a biblical scale. That's exactly where we're going here. And it doesn't seem like too many of you really are taking any action. What you really should be doing is talking about this stuff, at least sharing these videos. Get them out there. Because we got to wake some people up, man. We are in the vast minority because you and I can see it. People can't, and that's a problem. All right, guys and girls, listen. Understand, war is being used to prop up the market. Vast debt expansion is going to rob you blind. War right now is being packaged up very nicely and sold to you as a I can't believe they're using this trick again, a war on terror. Sound familiar to you? We got to free up those shipping lanes now. It has nothing to do with this at all, people. It's about propping up the system that is completely fake. The illusion is going to be, I guess, kept more real for a while. At the same time, the economy is crumbling. The people are being wiped out. The greatest wealth transfer in the history of the world is going on here. Yeah, but let them sell you that lie. Let President Trump sell you that lie. Again, it's devilism. It's so obvious. And I hope it is to you too. All right. Love you all from the heart. I'll see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream, okay? I really hope to see you there.